bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. Come on down. Yes, I'm broad. I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. Won't you diddle yourself with me now? Come on. And we're diddling ourselves. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for your pal, Jess Wood. And get Wood. Hello. Get Wood, your favorite show to help you stay silly. Hello, my name's Jess Wood. I've said that earlier, but I'll say it again. I'll say it a few times just to get you excited. I am wearing a dress made of donuts. Well, it's not made of donuts. Wouldn't that be amazing if my dress were made of donuts? Take that, Lady Gaga. Remember the meat dress? I wouldn't have worn the meat dress. I like the swan dress, Bjork, if you want to talk weird dresses. Okay, why do I keep laughing like a sailor at a meatpacking district? I'm at the original meatpacking, not now where it's all glamorous boutiques. Hello, speaking of glamorous boutiques, how do you do? I'm wearing a necklace that was fashioned by a friend of mine, just a pal friend. She's an amazing pal friend. Cause look at, I sent her a fucking like 1,000 necklaces with charms on them. And I said, hey, do you think you could take all these charms and make it one charm necklace? Just all my lucky charms. Oh dear God. I'm very happy to be here this week. It was very hard to get here. Happy 8/8 Lion's Gate. And guess what? All you witches and warlocks out there, it's not the only 8/8 today. It's going to be also on the 17th of the month, and also on the 26th. If you can do math like I can do math, then that means you can't do math. Anyway, who else is in special ed class as a child? I like to raise that issue once in a while. If you've been looking at my nails and thinking to yourself, Jess Wood, how and where? And are those really yours? Like the tatas, you know these are mine because they shake and jiggle and wiggle about a lot. But these nails are also mine. It's very rare that you'll find a piece of fakery on your pal Jess. That's right. Good thing I wasn't in Montgomery on Saturday. I would have broken a nail fighting off those white people. That's right. Fucking white people. They got what they deserved. Oh, I'm so happy that people look, not condoning violence. This is what everyone says. Not condoning violence, which I'm not. But I will say, if you see some fucking inequalities, and I've said this before, I've talked about taking a bullet for the revolution. So don't fucking think this is my first rodeo. Friends, lovers who wish to be my friends who wish to be my lovers. I take this very seriously. This is our fucking horrifying lineage in America, is like fucking with people who are not doing anything to us. Yeah. You know, fucking with people that are having a harder time than us. Yeah, it's just so horrifying. So hooray and huzzah. And I can't get enough of the goddamn memes and the song Montgomery Brawl. I'm proud of y'all. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it as a white chick who was raised by a mother who wished her daughter was a black chick. I am here for all that. And Lord knows I was raised on the right side of things. And listen, when I fucking ever have said anything or done anything that's some bullshit, trust me that people tell me. Friends, you're a real friend if you tell another friend, hey, out of line. All right, now listen, if you hear some stuff behind me, it's just the blowers. And the blower dudes, let me tell you, they fucking blow, all right? But Montgomery Brawl, I spoke to my friend Baron today, and if you know, you know, my bestie, one of my bestie friends, and he said to me, Montgomery Brawl, doesn't it sound like a man's name? Hey, what's up? My name's Montgomery Brawl. Nice to meet you. That's what he said. Anyway, I tried to move the microphone and all the equipment away from the window because a lot of times this show sounds as if the police are coming for me. There are so many sirens during this show that it just sounds like police are on their way, which it's not probably far from the truth in some times. Once again, to all you witches and warlocks, the 8-8 portal, it's open. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I was telling you about my nails, and I will tell you more about the nails. These are mine. They're my nails, and they're mine. And listen, Linda. Listen to me, Linda. These are my nails and my nail appliques. I don't know if you can see. There's a little star on there. You can't really see in the fucking thingy. This phone is a piece of work, I tell you. I did my nails. These are my own, and I can prove that they're real because look at this hand. If I had fake nails, wouldn't I have matched them? Shouldn't you match a hand if you're to the hand? If don't smack the hand that feeds you. Anyway, I feel like this is a true testament of some self-care stuff. I have to move this because I feel like the light is weird. Do you love that? Who keeps requesting? Because I don't have guests, but I love your requests. Anyway, I had bought these nail. I don't know if you ever do this. If you buy something for yourself and then you kind of hoard it, like you hang on to it for too long. Like I feel like, why am I holding on to these nail things? These are for the nail. I can't use them for anything else. I mean, maybe I could decorate a door jamb with them. But really, why do I have these unless I'm going to use them? And what am I saving it for? It's nothing. What are we doing here unless we're living? Do you know what I mean? Have you ever held on? Look at, I feel like I'm getting, there's things that are getting darker and darker. Unless my eyes are really going. But do you hear the, I feel like you can hear that, and I don't approve. That is not, I am not sponsored by the blower machine from the downstairs. It's so unfortunate. Ugh. And also, I have problems. Like, I have, you know, the problems I have, ADD, you know, all the stuff, and then the noise things. How do I live in New York City? How do I live in New York City when all I am doing is like, ooh, what's that noise? Oh, what's that smell? Ooh, too many people. How the fuck am I, what is the plan here? Well, I love New York. And in New York, only things of this nature would happen. Well, I get like annoyed by people on the subway. And then I love people on the subway. I really fluctuate. And I heard something today that I felt really made a lot of sense. New Yorkers are kind, but not nice. And West Coasters are nice, but not kind. Do you hear me? Do you feel me on this one? Like the California people, if you got a flat tire, they're like, oh my God, that sucks. That sucks for you. I'm so sorry for you. That really sucks. But they won't help you fix the flat tire. But in New York, they see you with struggling with a flat and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of the way. Do you not know how to fucking change a fucking tire? Let me change the goddamn tire. Look, I can't believe you're out here by yourself. You're changing a fucking tire when you don't know what you're doing. Let me change the fucking tire for you. So then, you know, there's like a kindness, but not very nice because they're kind of putting you down the whole time. So what do we like better? I'm often asked, Jessica Wood. No one calls me Jessica. I'm often asked, what do you like better? What coast do you like better? And I must say, I do enjoy the East Coast better because of that reality check. But you know, it's a little quieter. Well, it was fucking dead quiet in Albuquerque, except when there were gunshots. Do you know? It's very distracting, upsetting, distressing. All those words I tried to pull out of the dictionary before I come on here. In Albuquerque, it's so beautifully like quiet and it's gorgeous. You see these mountains and they turn a pink in the night, the San Dias. And yet the gun violence, they tell you not to bring your firearms into Sprouts. Have you experienced this one? Whew. Oh, Albuquerque. I do miss you though. And I hope to see you soon, perhaps in the fall. you know, they have all four seasons, so be careful in the winter time. When you think it's going to be a desert city and it's snowing, listen, my mom is dead, but my mom comes out at the most random times in when I'm having life. Like, I'm like just doing life, and my mom will fucking snap out of me, like come out of me as a possession, like exorcist style. For instance, I was on the train the other day, and as I say, I have a very sensitive reaction to sound and smell and people. Good thing I live in New York City. And so I'm on the train the other day, and I'm reading, and I've been reading No One Here Gets Out Alive, the Jim Morrison they wrote about Jim Morrison. Jesus Christ, who knew I had such a connection to Jim Morrison? I mean, I feel like all the guys I've dated, especially the Wolf Pirate, wow, what a fucking Jim Morrison, like, just like coming into your apartment and just being naked in like 4 seconds and being like, but I'd love to fuck, you know, and giving you that boyish, charming smile. Too bad my mom didn't come out when that was happening, and she could have given him a piece of her mind. Well, she had just died. So, you know, when things happen like that, you have a big trauma in your life, you might take like a Jim Morrison type of person home with you and think, well, this is fine. At least it's distracting me from my grief. You know, but here in New York City, I'm sitting on the train, I'm reading my book, and these young boys are next to me, these Mexican boys, and they're looking at a phone, and they're totally cute and enjoying their life. But the fucking phone, one of the kids decides to turn up the volume on the, turn it up on, it's Freedom Rock. I can't, that's the thing. And I know I'm not alone, because I've heard a lot of people talk about it. Why do I have to be involved in whatever you're watching, what you're listening to on the train? There are headphones. There are so many headphones, and they're very inexpensive now. I feel like I should do a PSA for headphones on the train. Everyone is allowed to use them, and everyone can afford them. Instead of fucking listening to your goddamn situation that you're listening to, I don't want to. I don't make you listen to my, you know, Hertz frequency, throat chakra, please help me get some peace in my life tones on the fucking F train. I put a headphone on, and I don't make you listen to that shit. But these boys, and they're young, and they don't mean anything, and they're having a life, and they're enjoying it. Well, my mom, you know, the spirit, she fucking jumped right out at them and was like, oh, really, boys? No headphones? Is that right? So we all have to listen? Like, I couldn't even help it. My mom fucking flung herself out of my mouth. Really, if Jesse won't stand up to you, I will. And I'm like, stand up? Two young boys. Now I'm having an argument with my spirit ghost mom in my head. And I'm like, this is not appropriate. I should probably just move. Why don't I move? They are young people. And so I moved, and it was fine. And nobody fucking gives a shit. You think some white lady makes a difference in anybody's life? No, no. And you know what? There's a very low bar for us. So I have to really, lady, just enjoy your fucking life. That's what I try to talk about on here. Hey, how about going out in a donut dress? And then people go, hey, donut dress, whoop, whoop. And I go, yeah, exactly. Let's enjoy our lives together. And as Dion Cole reminds us in one of his very funny fucking comedy specials, depending on how old you are, you might only have about 5, 10, 15 summers left. Good summers, you know what I mean? Going out in a bikini, enjoying the fucking dudes and the chicks and the kids and the not yelling at a couple of young men. Anyway, so I'm really practicing what? Staying calm? Yes. Also, I have gone to the dentist. I told you I'm doing the self-care. The dentist right down the street. Well, it's the Russian dentist. Everything Russian in this neighborhood. It's nothing in Everything written in Russian, people is Russian, but now you say Ukrainian. You don't want to say they're Russian because, you know, Russia, it's very bad. So we say, okay, so Ukrainian. It's okay. My friend Sasha, she is Ukrainian. For the whole time she say, it used to be Soviet Union, now Ukraine. So I now know more than I did because I don't know, because Americans, we don't know anything. We know maybe it's a war right now. Anyway, so I go to the Russian dentist and she's not even there. It's just the hygienist isn't there. Oh, hygienists only come in Wednesday. What? What kind of life is this? No wonder all those chicks on The Bachelorette are dental hygienists. Did you notice that? I don't even watch or The Bachelor, whatever those shows are. They're always like, Megan, dental hygienist. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, Megan only has to work one day a week. I fucking get into that. Although I don't want to be in people's mouths unless it's for something else. Hello, titty shakes. Round and round. Hey now, say now. I do miss free money. So I went to the Russian dentist. She was not there. And the assistant told me, well, she's stuck in traffic. If you'd like to stay and wait for her from traffic. No, I'm not going to fucking stay from traffic. I'm going to the beach. Motherfucker. Because you know why? I live by the beach. You guys, I don't mean to rag, but I fucking live by the beach. So I should never be yelling at children on the subway, and I should never be complaining at the Russian dental office. I should just enjoy my life. Look at this blissing life. Okay. Speaking of which, I did have show recently. I have so many comedy shows coming out. If you are nearby the New York area, please, don't you want to see this IRL? This donut dress, it feels so good. You maybe want to feel the fabrics? No, don't come and feel my fabric. Unless I know you, you're not allowed to feel my fabric. You could ask if you want to feel my fabric. I'm doing so many shows. Snap the bra. I did a show last week at Young Ethel's. Oh, shout out to that bar. It's so fucking cute. And they do like free movies and they have trivia nights. It's very, very, very cute in the back room. And I had a great set. And I know I had a great set because why? Because I got fucking like a bunch of spots after that shit. You know, that's why you gotta show up, friends. Do you have something that you love? Show up to it. Do you have some people that you like? Go to where they go. Do you know what I mean? These are the things that I'm learning. So much later in life. But really, it's better late than never. Better never late. You're late, you're late, and you're ugly. Join me, UGLY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. You ugly. Ngawa, your mama needs a shower. Babu, your daddy needs one too. These are the lessons that I learned by the flagpole at Camp Hollywood Land. Do you know Camp Hollywood Land? Well, in the 80s, it was a camp for juvies. Juvenile delinquents, that's right. And I almost got kicked out, and I wasn't even one of the juveniles. I mean, I was juvenile because I was young, but I was not a delinquent. Well, I was, but how did they know? They didn't know. All it was the people for poor people could afford to put their fucking kids, take my goddamn kid. Can you imagine? This is how hyper I am now. Could you imagine me at the fucking, what was that, 13 years old? All kinds of drugs and alcohol fueling this. Ah, the rebellion was high, my friends. It was high. And so was I. So I brought all these hair dyes to this fucking Camp Hollywood Land. It was a sleepover camp, but again, there were kids there from juvenile delinquent centers. And the only activity they had was a pool. Just fucking go in the pool. Shut the fuck up and get in the pool. And I was one of those children. I did not get in the pool, though, because I didn't know how to swim when I was a kid. But boy, did I learn those fucking chants by the flagpole. Is that what I wanted to tell you? Probably not. I did go and re-up my passport as well. Anyone else want to fucking flee this shithole of a town? Not town, but, you know, the town of the U.S. Do you know what I mean? Does it feel really freaky, extra freaky now? You know what? It freaks me out more because the elderly are saying, like, oh, yeah, this is the worst I've ever seen it. Like, they've lived for 100 years. And they're saying it's bad. Like, we're fucked. So are you re-upping your passports? Because I'm re-upping mine. And I went to go, again, I had to go to the Russian ladies because it's all I live in Brighton Beach. It's Russian. So I go to the Russian lady who has the passport photo. 2 for $10? Are you fucking kidding? First of all, very good price this in Brighton Beach. And I go to get the pictures. I'm the only English speaker, you know, type American person. And everyone else, and no smiles, no, you know, and you can't smile. You're getting your passport photo. It's no smile. And so don't smile. And, you know, I'm already frightened. I'm in line. I haven't even heard a word in English, but I know she knows that I know that she knows. And so I get up there. She goes, what do you need? Passport? And I'm like, yeah, get me the fuck out of here, lady. So I was wearing a strapless shirt, you know. Not a tube top, you fuckers. I was wearing more of a bustier. I know. Anyway, I had cut the straps off. What matters is you look naked. Because I sat down to take the photo. She goes, oh, no, you look naked. You can't be naked. They think you're naked. They send back. They send away. It's not good. You have to have something for make it look like you have a shirt on. And now, you know, everyone in the line is like, she does look naked. And so I had a shmata. If you don't know what a shmata is, in Yiddish it means rag, which is very, you know, the Jews, we're so hard on ourselves. Like, it's a beautiful scarf thing, but I call it a shmata. As my aunt, I said, beautiful dress the other day when I saw her. She was wearing this gorgeous linen dress. She goes, this shmata. So we're not kind to ourselves. We should practice being a little nicer, all of us. So I pull out my shmata, this beautiful, it's got like Buddhist, it's got elephant, you know, it's one of the, like a prayer shawl. And I put it on and she goes, okay, good, we can do this. So she takes the photo and, you know, you wait 15 minutes. I get the photos and I look like, do you remember that movie? And they had old shoe, the dog, you know, wag the dog, right? Wag the dog. It was like a Fakerama deal. And they showed us behind the scenes of the politicals and the fake war to make people go the thing. Anyway, if you don't know Wag the Dog, go watch it. And I'll talk about a movie after that, after this also. So I looked like Wag the Dog, the immigrant. She was an actress, but they dressed her as an immigrant from like the Far East, you know, Eastern European country. And she had like a little shmata on and like little kerchief, like babushka kerchief. And she held maybe little on the green screen. She held a bag of chips. But I think what they made in the news was she held like a cat or something, like a kitten, like I escape war with my kitten, you know. And I looked like that older, but that's what I looked like. I had the schmat, no smiling. So I was like, my kitten, you know. it's not an attractive shot, but you know, I'm not trying to win any beauty contests on my way to through Europe and the world. Guess where I want to go first? Thanks for asking. Algeria. And I was like, where can I go? I'm going to Algeria, motherfuckers. I don't even care. And I was like, where in Europe is Algeria? Motherfucker, bitch, it's the coast of Africa. That's right. Next to Morocco. Morocco! With all of those beautiful... My neighbors probably are like, she's don't even look in her eyes. That's where I'm going. Anyway, The River Wild. Do you remember this movie? Because it was made in 1994 with Meryl Streep and... What kind of voice is that? It was made originally in 1994 with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon. Come on. And, Kevin Bacon. If you haven't seen that movie, scary, scary movie. It's like Deliverance, but on the water. I mean, nobody gets fucked in the ass, but it's, and no one makes like, wait, wait, nobody makes any piggy sounds, but it is, actually, you don't really know if somebody gets fucked in the ass. There's no male rape. You're not supposed to say that word on the, anyway. Oh God, we're not supposed to say anything anymore. How do we know what's real or not? We don't. Ice cream. Ice cream. Yum. Thank you. Rose smells so good. Glitch. What, bitch? I know. Pinky Doll. She everyone's inspiration now. I was talking about that shit before it even fucking started. Anyway, The River Wild. Stay focused. Stay focused. Teddy bear on your fucking nail. Fucking fuck yeah, bitch. I watched The River Wild on Netflix. They remade it. Okay. It's a very, it's a thriller. All right. It's on the river, the white rafting river. A couple of dudes that can take these gals down the river, help them down the river. Oh, it's just bad news bears the whole fucking way around. But it's, I was watching it and I was thinking to myself, do I know this movie? Have I seen this movie? Like, it was very familiar as I was watching it. I didn't realize until the very end that it was the remake of the 1994 with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon. But instead of having Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon, well, it's a remake, basically what I'm saying. Leighton Meester, yes, chick from, you know, and with the lips, and the guy, Kevin Bacon's character, Adam Brody. Now, say what you will about the OC, right? Josh Cohen from the OC, right? He did a great job in The River Wild. They gave him face tattoos and everything. I was like, ooh, he's kind of like my type now. Like, it was so bad. I was like, oh no, now I'm hot for the River Runs. Wasn't River Runs Through It. That's a nice little thought provoking. Well, it's not so nice, but you know, The River Wild. Woo! So go watch that shit on Netflix. I know a few of you are so cute. You watch all the things that I recommend. And I love that you get back to me. I love how much. Listen, you want to send me a note. You want to send me a message. You want to send me a thought. You want to send me a prayer. You want to send me a fucking some money. You do it, baby. I encourage it. And I recommend it. It's a good time. And I'll always get back. I get back. Okay. I'm looking at my notes. Stop it. I know I have notes. A lot of people go, you have notes? It seems very off the cuff. Well, there are bullet points, my friend. I dare you to try to talk for 30 minutes with not a goddamn note in front of you. No thanks. I mean, I'm sure some people can. Bless 'ems. And thank you for saying I didn't look like Theo Vaughn last week. That's such a bad thing to say about yourself. But you know, with the trucker hat and the kind of mullety situation that the hair was doing. Anyway, I have to tell you, I should not have low self-esteem. Because why? I'm getting outward validations. Now, not that we need them, but I will say, I do enjoy a little outward validations. Who doesn't? I had a couple of white gentlemen at my bar the other night. You know, I do work at a bar now. Upper East Side. It's a restaurant. Okay, give me one margarita, I'm gonna open my legs. We sell margaritas, and I can't believe that that song is not sung more, but I guess I'm okay with it. So there were a couple of white dudes there the other night, and it happened to be slow enough for me to actually talk to them, because it's usually slam, jam, bam, and I am also the service bartender, so I'm like, a shooka, hang on, I'll be with you in a second, and it's a little like, gah! And it's labor intensive. Can we talk? It's labor intensive. Look at this. I'm getting a couple. I mean, it's still a little shaky down there, but there's a gun. Look at the shadow of that gun. There's a fucking, would you get your tickets? Who is this woman and why does she have such fun in the meantime? So I'm there, these guys are there, and we're chatting. And something I said to somebody, and one of the guys, he said, so you must get, you know, picked up here a lot. Like, people must hit on you a lot or something to that. I'm getting like uncomfortable. Like I'm fucking with my necklace. Like, yeah, someone gave me a compliment and now I'm having a hard time. He was saying to me, you must get people, you know, try to. And I said, no. And I said, also, I'm really bad at that. Like, I'm really bad at that. Like, you have to really be very clear. Think about the last few dudes that I even got with. I didn't do any. Like, all I had to do was like, go, all right, I guess I'll call the number. You know, it was like a solicited situation. They came and solicited, you know, left a card, left a number, left. So I was like, oh, all I have to do is, All I have to do is call this number and I'll get a big dick my way. Why, here I come. A ring, a ring. Hello. But, you know, it's a different deal here in the East Coast. And I do miss how easy it was in the West Coast. I don't know why the dudes were more likely to, like, come out, like, what's up? You know, like, so what's happening? You want some of this? You know, whereas, like, the East Coast guys are like, yeah. So everybody fucking wants some of this. I know you want it. I know you fucking want it. Like, it's, like, a little severe, do you know? Whereas, like, West Coast guys are like, hey, you know what? If you want this, it's here for you. But, you know, no pressure, but I think you're hot. So I'm, you know, there's a dick over in the side of the room. And the East Coast, they're like, you know where this dick hangs out? You know? You know where I work? You know where I fucking, you know? There's a lot of fucking girls walking around. And unless it's cuffing season, I don't think I'm going to fucking come and get all vulnerable with you. You know? And so, as this old gal Louise that I've been listening to, I can't remember her full name. She says, only good lies ahead for me. Only good lies before me. Only good lies before me. So I say that to you. I pass it on. Only good lies before me. Only good. It's all good. And our thoughts make our world. So, you know, you just practice getting those thoughts together and say hey, hey, what's up, thought that's making me crazy? Hey, thought, hey, jealous, hey, insecure, hey, you're looking bogged down today. Let me take a little of that weight off you, tell you how much I love you. That's right when I look in here and I tell you I love you, you know I have to look at myself, right? I love you. Mm-hmm. Bitch is practicing. Shit. I know. Time is up. We're done. We are done for the day. Our session is now closed. I want to say thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for all your generosity in thoughts, in kindness, in moolah, in all your things. Send me something to watch. Send me something to read. You know, I'm interested in what you'd like me to think and talk about over here. I mean, I don't need you to tell me what to think, but to talk about, that would be great. And listen, one last thought on the Montgomery, Alabama situation. I really, really hope that this inspires people who feel like they are bullied or, you know, people are mean and it's unfair. I hope this inspires people to stand up for one another and on the right side of things, you know, stand up for the right shit. And all this bullshit privilege and entitlement and racism and bigotry and sexism and homophobia, all that shit has got to fucking go. That needs to get thrown off that dock, you know? So let's all practice this idea that I was raised with and I carry in my heart. You stand up for the shit that's right. And you abide by that golden rule, right? You want shit. You don't do stuff to other people you don't want to happen to you. I mean, I know you know what that is already, but God damn, don't we have, who has to remember this shit once in a while? Do we have to make a plaque or a cross stitch or some shit? I love you. Okay, listen, don't do anything you don't want to do and treat yourself right this week and just practice. Gentle. That's all it is. It's just a fucking practice. So don't get so uptight with yourself. If you're meditating and you start thinking about shit, go back to the breath. If you're on a mission to figure something out and you want to write something down about something, write it out when you're having it. Make it fun. Have a good time. This is all fun. Remember, 15, 20 summers left. I don't mean to, you know, threaten you with mortality. Love you. Have a great rest of your week, okay? Let me know if you need anything, want anything for me to talk about, and hit me up. you know, I love you so much, and I am so proud of you and all the work you're doing. And I love hearing from everyone. And listen, when it starts to feel fucking draggy, just know it sometimes is draggy. That's just the way it fucking goes, baby. I love you so much. I see you, lovers. All right, then. Have a great week. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay, I'm like my auntie. I'm getting like my mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you. Okay, see you next Tuesday. Yeah, I always love that as well. Yeah.